You must be at least 18 years of age to listen to the following podcast.
Hey, I'm Robert Black, and we're here for Sexual Heroes. Today I am with Dr. Jalen Ricks.
Hello.
And Jalen, well, the topic today is going to be masturbation as self-care.
Woohoo!
Right. Jalen, tell them a little bit about your role as a sexologist.
Hi. I grew up in a very conservative, fundamentalist environment, and as a result, I became a sexologist. And that's a very long story and very compact. But I also feel like what is needed in today's society is not just information, but role models, people that are willing to say, let me show you how it's done. And so my work spans everything from sex therapy, just the talk stuff, just talk therapy, to touch, to massage, to sacred intimacy, and adult experiential one-on-one education. How's that for a label? So, yes. Masturbation is something I highly stress and affirm for people to do for so many different reasons.
So I think this is a really important topic because so many people look at masturbation as what you do when you can't get real sex. And I think they're missing out on something.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Say more about it.
Yeah. We see that when we are able to be responsible to generate our own sexual energy, satisfy our own appetites, then from that energy that we generate, we can reach out to other people kind of with sexual abundance and not just, oh, I'm going to have sex with you because I need to get sex from you. No, no, no. You show up and you get to be the party. You get to enjoy and connect with people from your sexual abundance, from your sexual energy. But if all you're doing is sitting around waiting for someone to show up to do that for you, and there's so many ways, I mean, there's research that shows if you don't take time to understand how this all works and how to please yourself, chances are you probably won't be able to tell that to someone else or say, this is how I like it.
So what I'm thinking when you talk about having that sexual abundance, to me suggests that by being able to enjoy masturbation, when you have sex, it's not in an attempt to fill a void. Right. You're just going on beyond that, and you're just getting even more gratification,
yes,
more enjoyment.
Yes. And, you know, I point out, especially to couples, you know, if this is the partner you want to have for the rest of your life, think about that. You're going to do the same routine of sex over and over and over and over and over again for the rest of your life as your body changes, as your partner changes. You need to have every tool in the toolbox available to you so that you can be resilient and flexible. And that just simply includes knowing how to please yourself and also knowing how to please your partner, like watching each other masturbate. There can be a whole lot of fun in that.
Yeah, and I don't think too many do that.
No, I'm surprised too, but yes, oftentimes when I work with couples, they have never taken the time to self-pleasure in front of each other, and that's just too bad. It is kind of like self-pleasuring goes by the wayside, and I understand you got this wonderful person in front of you, you want to have fun with them, but as time goes by, you have to realize you want to get every possible option and enjoyment and pleasure out of life. And self-pleasuring, you know, as the saying goes, it's sex with the one you love the most.
That's right. And what does RuPaul say? She says, if you can't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else?
That's right.
And if you can't love yourself, how's somebody else going to love you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people don't see masturbation as self-love. They see masturbation as an avoidance of dealing with any of my stress and shit and stuff. And certainly self-pleasuring can be that too, but it is probably one of the most fundamental ways to love yourself. And for a lot of people with their shame and everything, that's just too much for them.
The name of this series is Self-Care for Men. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the epitome of self-care, is being able to take time for yourself and please yourself sexually.
Yes.
I think it's really important.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, for couples, again, they get in a relationship and then all of a sudden, neither of them have any privacy in the house that they're in. And suddenly self-pleasuring goes by the wayside, or they have to kind of get it on the sly. And suddenly it feels like a shame thing again. You don't need to do that. Celebrate each other's sexuality. Allow for each other to be really fun and allow for each other to be responsible for their own sex so they can share again from abundance.
Yeah. And I think another thing that might prevent people from masturbating once they're in a relationship is that, let's say you and I are partners and I want to masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you to be there. I want to have to myself.
Right.
So am I going to say, hey, Jalen, I'm going to go off in the other room there and have some private time with myself. And then you might feel like,
fine.
Well, what am I?
In a lunch shop, liver.
You know, have I been doing something wrong?
Right.
You know, so there's all this,
right,
this stuff going on that doesn't need to be there.
Right. I call them unspoken contracts. When you walk into a relationship, all these unspoken expectations suddenly fall into place. And especially with sex. And that is one of the typical ones. No, it's not a slight or, you know, you're not good enough sexually. It just means that we take care of ourselves. We don't, you know, there are all kinds of ways that you still are a responsible human being, even though you're in a relationship. Sexuality has that too.
Yeah. And physiologically, sex with another person cannot be what it is when you masturbate, because the loop is instantaneous. So you're giving yourself pleasure and receiving it at the same moment.
Right.
So you can adjust and do what you like and adapt, and you get this instantaneous feedback.
Right.
But when you're having sex with another person, if you even attempted to do that, you'd be like a little to the left, a little to the right, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little slower, a little faster. So, you know, and that would not be so fun.
Right. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying one or the other. I'm saying both. All of them are options.
Yep.
It's all great. And you learn. I even recommend that couples masturbate in front of each other. So take a night and it's, you know, your partner's turn and they get to go hog wild and it brings all kinds of stuff up. But those are good things to bring up. You don't need that excess shame. So just, you know, dive right in and allow your partner to affirm you, to celebrate you, to even watch you and learn how they can, oh, is that how he does it? Oh, well, then I'll do that next time. There's so much to learn from watching each other's self-pleasure.
And today, Jalen and I filmed some content, which we also do for Just For Me, Just For Fans, you only fans.
Yeah.
And so today, we each took turns masturbating in front of a mirror and in front of each other.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Very hot.
So individually, one at a time, we each did that. And that was fun.
Yeah. Supported each other. Yeah, it was great.
So we're walking the talk.
Trying.
Anything else you want to share about the importance of masturbation as self-care?
Well, you know, there is some research. I'm sure you probably heard it, but they found that guys that masturbated, I think it's 22 times a month. No, it masturbated. Yeah, I guess it's about 20 times a month. I'll also have a lower risk of getting prostate cancer. So I even kind of hope that it's about a prostate thing, that the more you exercise that, you know, like even get dildos up there or vibrators up there and give it a good massage, it loosens it up and it allows it to kind of let things pass through rather than things getting caught in it. That's my own little theory about, because the prostate, we just don't get to it very easily, and it usually stays tight all the time. So that's going to naturally just snag stuff in it, and, you know, and it'd be a way that cancer gets in.
It's also a great antidepressant.
Indeed. Indeed. Yes. Very good.
Can you masturbate too much?
That is really, yes, I would say if you masturbate to the degree that you are causing soreness or chafing, that's probably too much. But really, that's a matter of using the right lube. So I also would say most people are so afraid of being like a sex addict that they really don't have compulsive behavior. But you just ask the simple question, is it really a problem? And the example is, if you are masturbating to the point that you're not working or you're about to lose your job, yeah, that might be a little too much.
Right, then that's an issue.
Right. If it's not really a problem, I mean, you know, we live in Palm Springs, a lot of guys are retired, they don't have anything else to do. If that makes them feel good and they're happy,
yep,
go for it.
And let's talk about the lube for a second. Okay, so if you're watching this and you're thinking more about masturbating, so I use Albaline. That's big in the Bader community, which I want to talk about in a second. And then there's a special Bader bomb that is out there now. So it's not just the Vaseline jar that you might have had by the bed in high school.
No.
Or, you know, water-based lubes and silicone. So, you know, try different things and see what works for
you. It is important to try different things, because I've actually just talked to someone who didn't realize that they have a mild allergy to petroleum stuff, and that is Albaline. And they were using it a lot, and it was having an effect, and it didn't dawn on until they switched it out, and they're like, oh, I'm all the better. So, you know, there's silicone,
coconut
water base, coconut oil, but some people like some others more than the other, and some people are allergic to others. So you just have to kind of try a bunch.
And they do each have a different impact on your bait because of the amount of friction, and yeah, it's just...
Bait? What do you mean by bait?
Bait. So I do think we need to include a little mention of the baiter community.
Yes.
It's really an entire subculture around masturbation. I consider myself a baiter. And there's an online community called Bait World. And that's gets a lot of baiters together.
Yep. It's been around for about 13 years now. And I've worked with them some. And it was really amazing that all of a sudden on this website, people were finding community. You know, it's not so much an erotic site as they joke that it's Facebook for baiters. And that means, yeah, there's a lot to look at and everything like that. And videos, you can post your own videos. But it's mostly about connecting with people. And suddenly, people are all around the world, gays, straights, trans, all were finding community because they bait. And it's been life-changing for some people.
And a lot of straight guys bait. On Bait World in the cam room, they'll come in, and just in general, there's a lot of straight guys that like to masturbate with other guys.
Right. They're married. They like pussy, and they like to bait. And I think that's great. Wonderful.
Yay. And I have a website called baiteru.org. That's BATOR, the letter U.org. So if you are interested in learning more about the whole masturbation subculture, you can go there. There's links to Bait World and other places, and yeah, check it out.
Cool.
Wow, I think we covered a lot of important stuff. Anything else
that I can think of? Did I say my stuff for here?
Not yet.
Okay. We've been filming so much. Yeah.
So we filmed some content for Just for Fans and OnlyFans today, and we also did a piece for Sexual Heroes on YouTube as well. So after you watch this, if you haven't already watched it, go to my YouTube series and check out my interview with John there. But tell everyone where you can find you.
You can find me, my content on OnlyFans under Jalen Ricks, just my name, one word. But then also my website, Dr. Ricks, the word doctor, not the short, but the whole word, drrix.com. And you get all my stuff there too.
And all the links will be in the show notes along with my own.
Thanks, man. That's it. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Lovely baiting with you.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.